Welcome back to Product Hunt Daily, a show from the Brie podcast family. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we are watching AI learn to pay for itself and build the next big app.
Let's talk about two new monetization platforms that completely rewire how AI companies get paid. The first one is called Lumal, and it lets AI agents put up their own paywall.
Right. So imagine an agent does some work. You need to pay to unlock the result, and Lumal settles it instantly in USDC. The striking number here is their cut, 0%. They are not taking a slice of the transaction.
That is the headline. The platform is free for developers with no monthly fees, and it's non-custodial, so the money moves directly between the payer and the payee agent.
The second platform is UnitPay, and it is described as a billing operating system built for AI companies. Their big differentiator is per-token metering, which means you charge users for exactly the compute they consume.
Exactly. And they are making a strong offer to get started. UnitPay is free until a company hits $500,000 in annual recurring revenue. So you get gas money for the entire early growth phase before they charge anything.
Between zero-cut settlement and free billing until you're scaling hard, the financial plumbing for AI apps is finally matching the speed of the models themselves. Both of these launched on Product Hunt today.
AI monetization infrastructure is getting a fundamental makeover, and two Product Hunt launches from July 13th bookend the shift perfectly. On one side, Lumal is coming at this from the small seller end, and on the other, UnitPay is building for the AI company side.
Right, and what makes Lumal so striking is that it removes the percentage cut entirely. We're not talking about a smaller platform fee. It's zero commission. Sellers add an agent-ready paywall with one line of code or a plugin for Shopify and WooCommerce, and AI agents pay in USDC with settlement finishing in about 2 seconds.
And the seller keeps 100% of revenue. No percentage skim ever. The pricing starts free with no credit card required and then shifts to flat monthly plans as the seller grows. Every paid listing also appears on the Lumal Index, where agents can discover and pay. At launch, the first 500 sellers get 1,000 free transactions.
It's a pretty radical departure from the standard platform model, and the early traction backs it up. Lumal ranks fourth on Product Hunt with 281 votes and 117 comments. Now, UnitPay tackles the same structural problem but from the opposite direction. It calls itself the monetization OS for AI-native products.
And that means it handles everything from pricing design and usage-based billing to per-token metering and real-time inference cost tracking. The key difference here is margin visibility. Companies can see exactly what their AI inference is costing them as it happens. And there's even a layer that shows customers the value they're actually receiving.
That value-proving piece is interesting because a lot of AI companies struggle to justify what they charge when the underlying compute costs are opaque to the buyer. UnitPay is free until the company hits $500,000 in annual recurring revenue, which lowers the barrier pretty significantly. It ranks 9th on Product Hunt with 148 votes and 28 comments.
Taken together, these two launches signal a structural change. At the small seller end, you've got Lumal removing revenue share entirely and settling instantly in stablecoin. At the company end, UnitPay is making inference costs transparent and tying billing directly to usage and value.
The old model was basically a platform taking a percentage off the top, and that's starting to look outdated. Whether it's agent-to-agent payments or AI-native SaaS billing, the infrastructure is moving toward flat fees, real-time cost tracking, and letting the builder keep more of what they earn.
And that closes this topic.
Separately, two new tools are tackling a growing demand from developers. Letting AI agents ship production iOS apps without owning a Mac, and giving those same agents a native way to operate autonomously on macOS itself.
The first one is nomac.app, created by Gary Miklos. It launched on Product Hunt on July 13th and hit a daily rank of 11 with 128 votes and 9 comments. The pitch is that it's the headless iOS app publishing pipeline built explicitly for AI agents.
What that means in practice is an agent can build signed iOS releases, push to test flight, to see a preview on an iPhone within minutes and submit directly to the App Store, all without a Mac and without Xcode. And it works from within Claude, Codex, or Cursor agent environments via Nomax 151 and MCP integration.
That's a serious reduction in friction. An agent can go from code generation to a user-installable app on a physical device, while the human developer never touches Xcode or manually provisions a certificate. For teams that rely on AI coding assistance, that changes the whole iOS development pipeline.
It does. Now, Osiris tackles the other side of agent infrastructure. This is an open-source macOS harness designed to let any model run with persistent memory, autonomous execution, and cryptographic identity completely offline.
Built in Swift and fully open-source, Osiris means you can run AI agents natively on a Mac with memory that persists across sessions, autonomous task execution, and an identity layer that's cryptographically verified. And it all works without a network connection.
So you've got Nomac handling the 101/400 side for iOS publishing, and Osiris providing the native macOS environment where agents can actually live and operate persistently. They're complementary pieces of infrastructure.
And together, they point to a future where AI agents aren't just generating code snippets in a chat window. They're shipping signed apps to the App Store and running continuously on desktop operating systems with memory and identity.
Which raises a lot of questions about developer workflows, code signing security, and what happens when agents have persistent autonomous access to a machine. But the tools are here, and the early interest on Product Hunt suggests developers are ready to explore this.
That closes this topic. Separately, Speechify has launched Simba voice agents, and this one comes with a strong benchmark claim. The platform packages the Simba 3.2 model, which currently ranks as the number one voice model on artificial analysis, into a full production-grade voice agent platform on the new Speechify developer platform.
And artificial analysis is one of those independent benchmark suites that the industry watches pretty closely, so claiming the top spot there is meaningful. The platform promises streaming native sub-100 millisecond latency, real emotional expression, and SSML support, SSML being the markup language that lets developers fine-tune prosody, pauses, and emphasis in synthesized speech.
The practical significance here is that voice AI is moving from polished demos into something teams can actually build on. You get an API, developer tools, and the infrastructure positioned for production workloads. The launch hit Product Hunt on July 13th, reached a daily rank of 8 with 155 upvotes and 24 comments.
And the maker list includes the co-founders and the CEO Cliff Weitzman, which connects this directly to Speechify's established text-to-speech expertise. That brand recognition matters because a lot of voice AI startups are still proving themselves, while Speechify already has a track record in this space.
For engineers and product teams evaluating voice agent stacks right now, the next signal to watch is whether Simba voice agents can sustain that benchmark leadership. Rivals like 11labs, DeepGram, and OpenAI are all pushing their own real-time APIs aggressively.
And the real test isn't just the benchmark number. It's whether the latency, emotion fidelity, and tooling hold up under scale, across varied accents, and in real customer-facing deployments. The claim is strong, but the window for proving it in production is wide open.
And that is where we'll leave it for now.
Playground turns AI prompt engineering into a spectator sport with real money on the table. The setup is dead simple. Every Monday, a new challenge goes live, featuring an open-source AI agent that's guarding a secret. And the twist is Its full system prompt is published for anyone to read.
So you literally see the agent's written defenses, and your job is to talk it past those exact words. It's adversarial prompting turned into a weekly competition.
Exactly, and the stakes are high. The person who racks up the most approved breaks in a week claims the prize pool, which currently sits at over $100,000 in rewards.
That is a serious incentive, and it's completely free to play, with no account required. How did the launch go?
It launched on Product Hunt on July 13th of 2026 and quickly hit fifth place in the daily rankings, drawing 225 votes and 22 comments on its first feature day. The product is categorized under artificial intelligence, GitHub, games, and security, which tells you how it straddles entertainment and serious tooling.
Right. It's not just a security testing tool. It's a live loop where attackers get sharper and models get hardened, almost like a public gym for prompt engineering.
Two makers are publicly credited, Ibrahim Abdu and a redacted co-creator, with links to GitHub and Twitter for deeper community follow-up. The implication is that Playground is betting on transparency and crowdsourced creativity to accelerate AI safety, and it is paying out serious money to do it.
And that closes this topic.
Separately, the model context protocol ecosystem is maturing fast, and two launches from the same day show just how far it reaches. Fudge MCP takes aim at a persistent designer frustration: AI coding agents that promise modern, premium interfaces but output generic, soulless mockups.
I have definitely seen those. So, how does Fudge actually fix that?
It works as a local design reference engine that runs through MCP. An agent can search a library of nearly 10,000 real websites by fonts, colors, components, layouts, page types, and visual similarity, so it grounds design decisions in measurable evidence and actual screenshots instead of hand-wavy adjectives.
So you are giving the agent taste by showing it real examples, not just asking it to imagine what premium looks like. There is a Chrome extension too, correct?
Yes, the extension lets you capture references you want to save, so your coding agent builds up a memory of good design. It ranked 10th on Product Hunt that day with 137 upvotes and 11 comments, and the maker is Cindy Jenkins.
On the complete opposite end of the MCP spectrum, Agent Key launched the same day and landed at second place with 476 votes and 97 comments. And it solves an entirely different problem.
Indeed. Agent Key is a live data marketplace inside a single plugin. You install it into Claude Code, Codex, OpenClaw, or any MCP-compatible agent, and one command unlocks authenticated access to search, web pages, social platforms, finance, e-commerce, business, and crypto data.
The pitch is no integrations and no setup, with auto failover so your workflow keeps humming even when a data source wobbles. It is credited to a team including the user known as Ixluo.
Together, these tools illustrate a maturing MCP ecosystem where one end gives agents design literacy grounded in real websites, and the other end pipes live internet data straight into the agent's reasoning loop. Two very different needs, both solved through the same protocol.
That closes this topic. Finally, two macOS utilities launched on the same day to tackle very different annoyances. First, MarkedQL from developer Brett Terpstra adds rich Markdown previews directly into macOS Quick Look.
So you hit the spacebar on a Markdown file, and instead of seeing raw text, you get a beautifully rendered preview. It uses Apex for math, supports mermaid diagrams, syntax highlighting, and more, all for $4.99 on the Mac App Store.
And it ranked 7th on Product Hunt that day with 195 votes and 23 comments. The other tool is Knockoff, made by Josh Pigford, and it solves a completely different headache.
Knockoff filters out those trademark squatting pseudo-brands from your Amazon search results. You know the ones. The SC, USGO on Bs, and OIRWs that have no reputation to lose, So what is left behind are brands that actually stand behind their products.
It ranked sixth on the same day with 204 votes and 20 comments. So between Marked QL and Knockoff, you have one tool that makes your files prettier and another that makes your shopping results cleaner. Both small, focused fixes for daily Mac frustrations.
Let's talk about a newly launched open source tool called Tailmux. If you use Tailscale and you're juggling both a work and a personal tailnet, you'll know the official client only keeps one active at a time. That's the exact friction this project solves.
Right, and the way it solves it is interesting. Tailmux runs an isolated embedded node for each of your Tailscale profiles on macOS and Linux, then routes traffic by hostname. The project describes this as strict, no-fallback isolation, so your work and personal tailnets become simultaneously reachable.
Exactly, which means you don't need to switch accounts, you don't need multiple system daemons, and you definitely don't need to spin up a virtual machine. You can run SSH, RDP, SMB sessions, use browsers, curl, Git, and NPM across those tailnets at the same time.
And it's a single-maker project built by Claudio Quaglia. On July 13, 2026, Tailmux was featured on Product Hunt, reaching a daily rank of 12 with 111 votes and 10 comments.
It fits neatly into the Mac, developer tools, and security categories there. I think this is one of those tools that addresses a real, practical pain point for people living in both professional and personal networking environments.
For sure. And because the isolation is per profile and embedded, the complexity is hidden from you. You just address the host name and the right tailnet responds.
That closes that product.
Separately, the next tool we have moves from networking into advertising.
Creatify launched something that really changes the dynamic for media buyers. It's an AI media buyer that connects directly to your Meta, Google, AppLovin, and TikTok ad accounts. It doesn't just build a dashboard, it audits your campaigns.
And that's the key difference. Most tools report what happened. This agent finds spend that's quietly bleeding, spots what's scaling, and then it acts. It generates new ad creatives directly from your proven winners and launches them on its own.
Everything happens through a chat interface, and the system builds what they call compounding account memory. So the recommendations actually improve every single day as it learns your history.
At its Product Hunt debut, also on July 13, 2026, the AI media buyer hit rank number 3. It pulled in 320 votes and 63 comments, landing in the social media, marketing, and advertising categories.
I think what stands out is that it bypasses the ritual you described, the 5 dashboards, the hours of reports, and still guessing. Instead, you get a system that audits, creates, and executes.
And because it generates those new creatives from what's already working, it's not starting from scratch. It's iterating on success. That's a powerful loop for scaling ad spend.
That loops us into the broader theme of AI agents that don't just observe, but take meaningful action on your behalf.
That's our show for today. We covered zero-cut payments from Lumal, unit pays per token billing, AI agents shipping iOS apps with no Mac and running on macOS with Osiris, Speechify's new Simba voice agents, and the Playground Jailbreak Challenge.
Plus the growing MCP ecosystem, a couple of handy macOS tools, Tailmux solving the multiple tailnet problem, and Creatify's AI media buyer that audits and acts on ad campaigns, all in one chat interface.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more next time.